Good morning. Clouds breaking up in many places across interior New York and New England. And as a result, with the snowpack in place, temperatures dropping right down towards zero. Some places a little above and some a little below early this morning, depending on that cloud cover. Either way, it looks like we'll have a fair amount of sunshine across the region today, with clouds mixing in from time to time, and this will allow temperatures to push through the teens and up toward 20 degrees on average by mid to late afternoon. High pressure is dominating the weather picture from the Corn Belt through the Great Lakes and into New York and New England. This will hold true into the night tonight. With a clear sky, it'll be very cold, with most places 0 to 10 below and some places as low as 20 below by early tomorrow morning. With that high overhead tomorrow, it'll set us up for a sunny day, but it'll remain cold with highs in the lower to mid-20s. On Sunday, we'll turn our attention to the south and west, where a storm system will emerge out of the southern plains and lower Mississippi Valley. It'll pick up Gulf of Mexico moisture and head in our direction. So while it will be a sunny, cold start, clouds will be on the increase through the day. And there is the chance of light snow from south to north arriving by late afternoon and into the evening. Highs on Sunday will be in the middle and upper 20s. That snow will continue overnight Sunday night and start to wind down Monday morning, with most of the region picking up a general 2 to 4 inch snowfall. Back to sunshine on Monday afternoon as a new area of high pressure temporarily builds in, pushing highs up into the lower 30s to start the new week. This will also bring us sunshine on Tuesday morning, but the next storm, taking a similar path, will quickly move in. Clouds will be on the increase Tuesday, and there is the chance of snow again by Tuesday evening. Highs on Tuesday afternoon will be around 30. This next system looks to take a track off to the west, which would pull in even milder air. So this next storm for the middle of next week looks like it'll bring us more in the way of snow changing to mixed precipitation and eventually rain on Wednesday, with highs well up into the 30s. Snow showers behind the system on Thursday, with cooler highs in the upper 20s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the circulation around an area of high pressure in the Corn Belt will produce upslope flow, which will aid in producing snow over parts of the central and southern Rockies and high plains today. As the high moves eastward, return flow around it will pull moisture in from the Gulf of Mexico. As that moisture moves farther inland, the snow over the central and southern high plains will expand eastward over parts of the central plains and mid-Mississippi Valley into the weekend. Winter storm warnings have been issued for the mountains of New Mexico and southern Colorado, where 6 to 12 inches of snow is expected, with some locations getting up over a foot. Out on the high plains, winter weather advisories have been issued for western Texas and eastern New Mexico for 2 to 5 inches of snow. Rain will also develop over parts of the lower Rio Grande Valley and southern plains. In between the areas of rain and snow, a region of rain and freezing rain will develop over parts of the southern plains tonight. And a closed upper low over the Pacific Northwest will move southward to the Great Basin tomorrow. The energy will trigger coastal rain and higher elevation snow over parts of the Pacific Northwest that will slowly move southward into Southern California and the Great Basin. At Mount Washington this morning, 90 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies and 9 below zero, with a northwest wind at 32 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 45 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 6 degrees, the dew point 4 below, 63% relative humidity, a north wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.33 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 88 degrees at Opa-locka, Florida, to a low of 37 below zero at Cotton and in Barris, both in Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-20s, Boston partly sunny in the lower to mid-20s, and in Buffalo sunny skies with highs near 10 above. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 20 degrees, the low 11, the average temperature 16, that's 13 degrees below normal. A trace of snowfall yesterday for the month, 30.6 inches, which is 19.0 inches above average, and 70.6 inches for the season, which is 24.9 inches of snow above average. There were 49 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 1,355, that's 333 above average, and 5,026 for the season, which is 153 heating degree days above average. The average high temperature in Albany today, 38 degrees. The average low, 20. The record high, 61, set in 1997. And the record low, 13 below zero, in 1940. Sunrise this morning was at 6:35 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:42 p.m. 11 hours and 7 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the teens. Clear and very cold tonight, 5 to 15 below, with some spots as low as 20 to 25 below. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny skies today with highs in the lower to mid-20s. Clear and cold tonight with lows near zero. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the upper teens today. Clear and very cold tonight, 0 to 15 below. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs right around 20. Clear and very cold tonight, 0 to 10 below. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper teens to around 20. Clear and very cold tonight, 0 to 10 below. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunny and cold, lower to mid-20s. Sunshine giving way to clouds Sunday with a chance of snow by dark in the middle and upper 20s. Light snow Sunday night and early Monday morning, then increasing sun on Monday afternoon in the lower 30s. Sunshine giving way to clouds Tuesday with a chance of snow by dark, right around 30. And snow or mixed precipitation changing to rain on Wednesday with highs in the middle and upper 30s. Snow showers around 30 on Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.